half a dozen high school boys in gray and black t-shirts are climbing into a fire truck in front of the school. They're the esports team, and like other school teams that win a state title, they get a sound parade. They ride through town in a fire truck, celebrating their victory. Jack Beyer is a junior and the student coach for the team.
This is the first year for esports, and we won our first year, so this is our first noise parade as an esports team.
Esports is new to Alaska schools, and also for most other states. In Alaska, teams compete in the game League of Legends, which is a battle arena video game. The teams use the skills of individual players to overcome opponents. There aren't many teams in Southeast Alaska yet, so Petersburg this spring mostly competed against teams in South Central. Their record was 7-1. The finals were the best of three games against a Palmer team. It took nearly 3 hours of playing time. Beyer says winning was an exhilarating experience with lots of cheering.
It was a very emotional time. It was very, really cool to finally see all of our hard work pay off.
The team has been practicing about 4 days a week for most of the year. So what did they have that other teams didn't? Beyer says communication was key.
We had really good communication. We're able to identify the issues if we saw one, and we were able to kind of modify what we were doing in order to end up winning.
Team member Tristan Enriquez says he liked to play the game on his own before he joined the team, but now he gets a lot more out of it.
I just like the team building aspect of it and how you have to communicate with each other to win, and you really have to know what you're doing in order to be good at the game. So,
Trace Cook is a junior. He says esports is the first activity he's joined in high school.
And I joined it mostly because I thought it'd be fun and it would give me a chance to be with people I could socialize and be friends with.
The Petersburg team has named itself Solstice.
It was a long process to find a name, but we just kind of stuck with one after a while.
That's team member Liam Demko.
I think we just wanted kind of a concept that really translated well into like a visual design for a logo, and with kind of just the moon and like a crescent.
Petersburg's team this year has 7 players, all sophomores and juniors. They all plan to return next fall and hope to recruit a lot more people to join them. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.